We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here they come, team of the year.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Sixers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Sixers.
Oh, yes, we're back. Marks and Reese. It's been talked about. There were rumors in comment sections and by some reporters thinking that maybe it was going to happen. And according to Woj, it has happened. The 76ers hired Daryl Morey to be their president of basketball operations. Spike Eskin, program director here at WIP. And, of course, the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. What's up, Spike?
John, remember you were the original host of Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio.
Way back in the day.
Yeah. Well,
that, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 6 o'clock Wednesdays.
Yeah. It was him. It was before Carlin, sold us out and then ended up at
he
night.
Landed on his feet, though.
Yeah. Landed on his feet. Worked out for everyone. Before that, when John was at night, it was me and John.
And Mike, wow, for a while would come on.
Yes.
On,
yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. We sent Mike an access unit so he could do it for real. He hooked it up in his apartment.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so now we fast forward to 2020, and yep, a guy that I know that you've been wanting and talking about for years, and a lot of 76ers fans were as well. He leaves the Rockets. He goes to the owner and says, "Hey, I think it's time to move on." And a lot of people were hoping and thinking this was the next move. Guess this was the next move.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that the Sixers owners have done something that I cannot criticize them for. That I have to not rip Sixers ownership for at least.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
For at least 6 months. This is what they needed to do. They needed to get somebody in there to run things who knows what he's doing. You can, agree with what Daryl Morey does, one deal, the next deal, build this team, but he knows what he's doing. He's one of the most important executives in NBA history. He's one of the three best general managers in the NBA. There's probably like three to five. There's Masai Ujiri, Danny Ainge, there's Morey, and there's a couple others, but nobody in that category. Mm-hmm. This is a huge hire. This is what, when the season ended, what I said a bunch of times was, if you want to be big shot, big owners, important owners in the NBA, act like you're stars, you live in New York anyway, you want to be top of the line owners, you go out and you get the guy. I don't care what you have to offer him. You have billions of dollars. Offer him $10 million, offer him $12 million, offer him piece of the team, whatever you have to do. And they did it. They got a real guy, with arguably the best general manager in all of basketball.
Now, in saying that, I think we all would agree this was a good hire. Mm-hmm. Right? You're not going to find
everybody.
Anybody. Even your dad would agree this is a good hire. Right?
Bizarro world.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yeah. So there goes your no-brainer there. So,
right.
So for someone like you who followed this team, mm-hmm, as closely as you do, what do you think Daryl Morey can bring to the organization, whether it's immediate or big picture? Like, what do you think he's going to be able to get us ultimately?
Well, so one thing he can't do is walk in and just fix the Sixers, right? Just because Daryl Morey is a general manager doesn't mean Ben Simmons can shoot and Joel Embiid's in shape. All that stuff is still necessary. The thing that is great about him is that he does seem to always be one step ahead of what everyone else is doing. He was one step ahead in the three-point revolution. He was one step ahead in playing small. The thing that you know, Hinkie was always criticized for, sort of unfairly, but I understood the point, was like, well, we know he can do this, right? Mm-hmm. He can do this one thing. But Morey has dealt with owners who would not allow him to tank. You know, owners who said, no, we're not good. We're not bottoming out. So what he did year after year was he just had little wins with trades, and that would give him one more asset, right, and one more asset. And when he knows it's time to go, he goes. And you can criticize what he did in Houston because they did not win a championship. But what he knew was, and you know, I heard Zach Lowe from ESPN make this point on a podcast, when the rest of the NBA ran away, when the Warriors had the best team in the NBA, there was one general manager who said, I'm not running away, that I'm going to try to beat this team, and came awfully close, man. If Chris Paul doesn't pull that hamstring, probably beat the Warriors.
I mean, I was
going to
say, he put a team together that could have beat the Warriors.
And then it was
They were up in game six. They were winning.
Yep.
And seven.
And they missed 27 three-pointers. So yeah. When it's time to go, this front office that they had can be criticized for going too early. It wasn't time to go yet, and they made big mistakes. Daryl Morey will know when it's time to go, and he will, let me tell you, he is aware of public opinion, but he is not going to let public opinion decide whether he's going to trade somebody.
Right, and at least now, Spike, you know that, like, before there was talk about how maybe some other, a lot of different voices in the front office, and maybe a guy like Scott O'Neill is getting involved in basketball decisions and things like that. Now you don't have to worry about any of that because he comes in, he's running the show.
He has to be. I can't imagine he would come here if he did not have that. If you're Scott O'Neill, your days of playing a shadow GM are over. They're done. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, the other thing that Morey is really, really good at is he was on our podcast in August. He likes the media. He's friends with the media. Like, he plays that game. That was one thing that Hinkie never did. Colangelo was terrible at.
Yep.
You know, the media likes Elton Brand, but I don't know that Elton ever knew how to really play that game. He will have Scott O'Neill thinking that Scott O'Neill has a say, and Scott O'Neill won't, because Daryl Morey is smart. He's good politically that way. I don't know if other GMs like him as much, because he does have a history of trying to take advantage of people and win every trade. But there's no better person we could have gotten in here for this. And I would tell you this, you know, the first thing that Hinkie did when he was in here is he made the Drew Holiday, Nerlens Noel trade. Mm-hmm. I would not be shocked if something big happens between now and when the season starts. I'm not for sure that it will, but I would not be shocked if something big happens.
So he's because that was actually the next question. So what does he do? What's his MO? And some people may think that he comes in and he observes for a year. He sees what Ben and Joel look like together. Mm-hmm. You don't think he's that kind of a guy?
Not if there's an opportunity.
Right.
He will explore every opportunity. I don't think he's going to make a deal for the sake of making a deal, but look, he knows he's watched what it means to be a championship team and what teams need and how they fail and all those sorts of things. And there's no way he's going to walk in and look at this team without anybody that can create anything on the perimeter for themselves say, oh, this team will win a championship. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Now, how he gets from point A to point B, I don't know. He's got a 5-year deal. It doesn't happen overnight, but he won't be afraid of making a deal. He's not just going to sit back. By the way, there's no way he doesn't already know, have a good idea,
of what he
would want to do if he was
sure.
I just love the fact that they have a respected basketball mind running the operation, somebody who is a visionary, like you said, someone who isn't going to be afraid of a big deal and the potential backlash that a big deal could bring in a fan base that's sort of comfortable. We all love Brett Brown and respect what he brought to the table, and we got a lot of respect for Elton Brand. But do you feel like the organization is in a better place from the front office to the head coach to the staff, the way it's shaping up moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, even Peter Dinwiddie, the guy that they hired a week ago, is pretty well respected. I heard really good things about him. The only thing they have, I do think they're in a better place, at least. There's no way the league is looking at the Sixers and laughing now.
Right.
No.
Right.
48 hours ago, the league was looking at the Sixers and going, hey,
what the hell are y'all doing?
We got to call them on draft night. And that's not going to happen now.
Right.
But the key for the Sixers is if you are Josh Harris and David Blitzer, you've had a lot of fun getting involved in those deals. And I know Daryl Morey will engage them. He is smart. but let him do what he wants to do. If you're the Sixers, you haven't let anyone do anything they want to do for more than 2 years. It's always fallen apart. Mm-hmm. That guy, he knows what he's doing. Ask questions, right? Push him, but let him do what he wants to do.
Doc Rivers, Daryl Morey.
And now Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell. I mean, what are we doing here, Spike?
Dave Yeager. I mean, it's...
Oh, damn, I forgot about him.
Yeah, they hired Dave Yeager.
The whole coaching staff.
Yeah.
Man.
It's going to be interesting to see how this works with Ben and Joel, right? I mean, you have guys there now that...
Oh, they're going to shape up.
That aren't worried about what Joel and Ben are going to say necessarily.
Yes.
Yeah, if... Let me. If they're ever going to shape up, it's going to be this year that they shape up. Yeah, I have my concerns about both of them, whether either of them will ever do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's no screwing around now. Yeah. You know.
No, I feel like this will be the year you see the biggest jump, because it went from Brett Brown, where the guys were going through the motions, to hey, like, this is real now. Doc Rivers is here. We got a new GM. We could be out of here at any time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. If they care enough.
Do I need to start my MVP campaign for Joel?
Oh man.
Please don't.
No.
Have him play friggin' 60 games.
How about a breakout campaign for Zaire Smith instead?
Yeah.
That hasn't worked out on any of the Eagles players this year.
Let's have him play 16 minutes in one game for Zaire. Let's just very low bars to entry.
Oh, man.
All right.
Spike,
I love
thank
it,
you.
Man. Thanks, good guys. Sixers news. I love that.
Appreciate it. You don't ever let me on your show, so I'm honored to be
on. Hey, man. Yeah, listen, man.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
And you didn't disappoint, so we may ask you to come back.
Right. Exactly.
I can only be so lucky.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Well, I mean, also, isn't he kind of property of the morning show too?
Yeah. We tread lightly when bringing you on.
You know, we got to pick and choose who we take from the morning show.
So, I'm Spike Esker.
So how about that? How about that?
Listen,
I mean, of all the moves they could make off of the court this offseason, they got an A in both of them.
Oh, they don't need to do anything on the court. I mean, I don't even know if they can, other than some trimmings around the bench and
like Spike
rotational
says,
guys.
Little moves, yeah. Like move here, move there.
But the biggest problem with this team was the culture. They needed a new culture set. And with Daryl Morey, and I mean from not just
from the top,
from the locker room, exactly, from the top on down. Now you got some respectable basketball brain trust in there. Man, you just go through that coaching staff. That's a coaching staff for you right there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I mean, those guys, I mean, Sam Cassell is a future head coach.
Yep.
Yeager has been a head coach in two different spots.
Yep.
So, like, you got some people on the staff that is used to dealing with a large group of personalities and everything else. And now they're in assistant coach roles.
Man, Sam Cassell was such a pain in the ass when you played against him. He's a really good player. Really looking forward to seeing
two-time
him working
champion,
with these guys.
Baby.
Doc's getting all this help so we can just, you know, be at Marion or Aronimick, getting some
hey,
golf rounds.
Good.
Phil Jackson, that's what they do. Yeah. Greg Popovich, you think? Right? Yeah, what do you think Popovich is doing? Becky Hammon is coaching the team throughout the week. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tim Duncan. Becky and Tim is coaching the team.
All right, coming up, Baldy's going to join us at 4 o'clock because the news out of Eagles land today is that Jason Peters is back at left tackle. He practiced at left tackle as Jordan Mailata moved over to the right tackle. And Doug, before practice, when he spoke this morning, had more or less set the table for that to happen. So we'll talk to Baldy about that at 4 o'clock. What has he seen on film from Mailata? Does he think that Mailata should be bumped out for JP? We'll talk to Baldy about that and everything else with the Eagles coming up. But back to the phones coming up next. 215-592-9494.
Hey, I got to tell you about my new favorite pro football bet this season. Now, I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. Now, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay, and that way the payouts are even bigger when you win. And what's cool is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. Now, that means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week all season long. First game up on Week 8 will be tomorrow, Carolina taking on Atlanta. Another divisional game. Carolina minus 2.5 have been one of the surprises of this NFL season. New head coach down there, got a different quarterback. They are really putting things together, and they may have the best running back in football coming back this week. So I like Carolina minus the 2.5 points. If you want to go on same game parlay, look at the over-unders, 49.5. Or how about the total touchdown passes thrown between those two quarterbacks? Now, if you like my picks, go ahead and make your bets. You'll get $10 back if they don't come up aces for you. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Ike when you sign up so they know that I sent you. Yeah, and that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
Oh, yeah, Marks and Reese, we are back. Baldy is coming up here at 4 o'clock. We'll go over everything. Does he think that Jason Peters should be back at left tackle? That's coming up at 4 o'clock, and Baldy's calls are always brought to us by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Let's take a look at our Marks and Reese Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers. They have a 25,000-square-foot showroom. It's amazing. Check them out online, marks-jewelers.com. Let me take a look right here. Who's going to be the Eagles' starting left tackle on Sunday? We did this at the beginning of the show before we knew Jason Peters was practicing a left tackle. But that was our question to start. 85% said Jordan Mailata. It does not seem like that is going to be the case now. So let's go back to the phones. We have John, South Philly. John, go ahead. How are you? No, John. Kyle in Morristown. Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Kyle.
What's up, Kyle?
I had called in back when Ike was talking about the Eagles being like the top team in the NFC East, and it just made me think. Because I'm a diehard Philly sports fan for every sport but football when I'm a diehard Giants fan. But you had mentioned, you know, the Giants have the 2 Super Bowls, but the Eagles have the model of consistency where every year outside of maybe 2012 when they were 4-12, they're always in the thick of it. And I envied the crap out of them for it. And it's honestly turned my disliking to the Eagles into just like a model of respect for them.
Wow.
Where they were a team that I used to just, I hate it, but it didn't really make sense for me to hate them because of the fact that I do love Philly sports outside of that. So I always had a little bit of respect for them, but just watching them compete year in and year out, and even this year, I know they're 2-4-1, bunch of injuries, though, and they just play with fight. You know, every year they could have easily rolled over and been, who knows what. They could be like 1-6-1 right now.
Yep.
But they're in first place, and they fight for their coach and for their quarterback, and it's something that I admire.
Nah, hey, listen, Kyle, I think we all can we all should be able to appreciate that as fans, but I think until you have an outside perspective of it, you don't appreciate it because we're in the belly of the beast.
Correct.
We want a Super Bowl every year. We want them to win every year. We want them in the NFC Championship game every year, right? But when you look at it compared to the other teams in this division, he's absolutely right. Over the last 20 years, the model of consistency has been the Eagles. They don't win it every year, but it's either them or the Cowboys, or them or the Giants, or rarely them or Washington.
Yeah, that was once or twice,
right.
Maybe.
Right.
No, but to your point.
It's rare that they are completely out of the picture. I mean, Andy had 1999, which was his first season. And he had the 05 season where
Donovan
and T.O. blew up the team.
Yep.
And his last year.
Yep.
Those are the only 3 years in his 14 years here. First year, last year, and the Super Bowl hangover that he had a team that was completely out of it.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, and how often does that happen? And that happens with the top teams in the league and – you know, it's good that the Eagles.
I mean, other than Pittsburgh and New England.
But if they didn't win the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be comfortable.
Like, oh, I agree.
Like you would. It would still be true, but I wouldn't want to say it because it's like, but you didn't win the Super Bowl, so what is
right.
that worth? Winning the Super Bowl now is like not only did you win a Super Bowl,
man.
This team's been consistent for 23
man,
years.
The Super Bowl stamps. Boom. That gives you the rubber stamp.
It does.
You're in the club now. Like,
man.
Yeah, we're in the Super Bowl club, the champion club. We're in there. We may not have as many as others. But we're in the club now.
Most recent one, everybody in the
You're
NFC.
You're damn right.
Kay in Virginia. Kay, I'm going to sneak you in. You got to make it quick, though. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Real quick, man. Was Mad Mike the guy y'all suspended on air for after the Miami game last year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ike issued a suspension, yes.
Yep.
He should have been suspended right after that damn call. This is some clownish behavior by this guy that calls every day with the same stuff. stuff, no new material. He calls with the same stuff, and he blew my mind when he called talking about, I hope Carson Wentz gets blindsided. Are you serious? You want the Broncos to be blindsided and hurt because of you? You're sad? You ain't mad, Mike. You sad, Mike, calling here with that BS. Are you serious? And then talking about some Brandon Graham. What are you watching? Of all the bright spots, we don't even have a lot. I don't even think we have
really?
A handful of bright spots on this team. And you go pick the brightest one. The brightest one. You're supposed to be mad. Come with some new material and be mad at of all the dark spots that we have. But you call and talk about some, I want Wentz hurt. And I Brandon Graham this, Brandon Graham that. Come on, sad Mike. Come
get
on,
rid of
man.
That guy.
Get out of here with that mess. Get out of here. I never seen a fan. That hurts me. You want your own guy to get hurt. After all the BS that he went through.
All right, Kay, we got you. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Kay. Because, see, Mad Mike thought he was going to trigger me. But I just ignored that because it's just stupid. It's just, I mean, why even? I can't stop a caller from giving it credence, but come on, man. That's just stupid to even go through.
215-592-9494. We'll get back into the phones, but coming up next is Baldy. What does Baldy think about Jason Peters?
Has Mad Mike ever thought about, I mean, he wants the team to lose and he wishes ill will on just about everybody. Why not just don't pay attention to the team?
Or sports.
Well, I mean, I don't care about – I mean, he seems to complain about only the Eagles. So maybe he likes the other teams in the city.
I don't think he does.
Oh, but I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, why not just
– Yeah, go be a Bears fan with Inge.
Not watch the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inge's no longer an Eagles fan. He's a Bears fan. They can go watch games together.
Yeah.
Matt, Mike, and Inge.
I guess.
Baldy's coming up next. He's gonna give us everything on the Eagles, including Jason Peters could be back at left tackle. Would that be a mistake for the Eagles? We'll talk about that with Baldy coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about new windows and doors because it's fall and it's getting chilly out, right? And it's that time of year to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. And I know you're probably saying, well, you know, I need new windows, but don't really have the budget for that right now. Well, it's the perfect time to get with Guided Door and Window because right now you receive 20% off all windows and doors. So 20% off, but check this out. You can start your project today with no money out of pocket, and you can take up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. And once you get the job expertly installed, you'll be able to enjoy all the benefits of your new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. That includes increased comfort level of your home, and you lower your monthly energy bills, and you're still taking advantage of 20% savings and the luxury of paying off your project with 0% interest for up to 36 months. But you have to act now. This is a limited-time-only offer. Restrictions do apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.